We will begin the closing services of these summer services. Hymn 329, after which will be served by Pentti Rentola. Glory and brightness, wisdom to our Lord, now and forever. We will quieten ourselves in prayers on behalf of those who have asked to be remembered.
Thank you.
Holy God, dear Heavenly Father, we have been able to spend the festive time in this beautiful finished summer under your blessing and protection. The gray sun has warmed us here at the summer service site, in our homes and elsewhere, wherever the services are being listened to. You have lovingly called those who are without grace to be in the care and love of your kingdom. We ask that you remember us in the midst of our daily lives, strengthen our faith and our hope on our way to heaven. You, Lord, you are my shield and my glory. You raise up my head. I call help. I call the Lord for help, and he answers from his holy mountain. Amen. In these closing services, I will read from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, verse 16 to 23, and the words are heard in Jesus' name. A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Then said some of his disciples amongst themselves, What is this that he saith unto us? A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me, and because I go to the Father. They said, therefore, What is this that he saith a little while? We cannot tell what he saith. Now Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask him, and said unto them, Do ye inquire among yourselves of that I said, A little while, and ye shall not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me. Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembereth no more the anguish for joy that a man is born into the world. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you. A little while, or a little while from now. Yet a little while, we are at these summer services, and then they will end. Here the people of God have been able to be at this oasis. We have met one another, and many discussions in which we have been able to speak of our own joys and also of sorrows that we have we have encountered in our life. Many are on the way home already, but there are many of you who are still here, but your thoughts may have already returned to your daily lives. And we who are arranging next summer's services are already thinking about dismantling this service site. But yet, a little while, we can hear the message from heaven. And this red portion of the Bible brings us to the evening of Maundy Thursday, to Jesus' farewell sermon, where Jesus is going away. And when this moment of departure is close, he does not speak about just anything, but every word he speaks has some meaning. Just as Jesus gave instructions and advice, and especially prayed on behalf of the disciples so that they would have strength to believe after Jesus goes away. This time is a gift from God to us, and we can no way preserve this time. God is the Lord of time. And when a man's life here on earth is limited, it makes it especially valuable and important how we spend this time here. When I spoke with a certain young person about these summer services and these sermons, and we spoke about eternity. How can we define eternity? The time here on earth is so short, and one day this time will end when we are called into eternity. I have heard that Luther has tried to depict this time in some way, and also eternity, when he has explained that there is a high mountain and a small and a small bird flies every now and then and pecks at the tip of this mountain. And sometimes after a very long time, if at all possible, this mountain is worn down to earth's level, to ground level. So we can picture that eternity just continues and continues and continues. So according to the Bible, there are only two alternatives: heritage in heaven via the kingdom of God, or damnation. So this young person said, "It sounds pretty bad. How can I be sure that I get to heaven? How can I be absolutely sure that I can get to heaven?" Here at this festivity of the people of God, it has been revealed to us during these days why it is worth believing and what is the goal of our faith and our own reason cannot approach this faith, cannot fathom this faith. Everything has its own time. In his own answer, Jesus did not define that short time of which he spoke, just a little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and ye shall see me again. What does this mean? Surely Jesus spoke of this, that there is only a short time before he will be imprisoned and he will be sacrificed. And God's plan is being carried out. This time between Jesus' death and resurrection, this short period. But this farewell sermon of Jesus does not depict the situation of the disciples only. during this time of Jesus' death and resurrection, but also the situation of all believers. And in all generations following the disciples. Every time of anguish and sorrow in the lives of us believers here in this world, Jesus would go to his Father, but his time of being away would be short. The disciples did not understand this. Jesus' presence in their midst through the Holy Spirit was something they could not understand. And the disciples discussed this matter amongst themselves, and Jesus knew of what they were talking about, what they were wondering about. Dear brothers and sisters, in the different situations of our lives, we have many things that we think about. God knows our needs and our thoughts and our situations. We have little faith. And even though Jesus was a skillful teacher, and he was our Redeemer and our Master, and he had taught during 2 or 3 years, he had taught his disciples that what God requires of man, how God makes man righteous, acceptable to God. God is righteous, right-minded. Even though the disciples were dismayed and they were unsure in this situation, Jesus' manner of speaking was that of love and grace. And so it is even in this time. The sermon of the kingdom of God is the sermon of love, where we are loved in truth, so that we would accept this gift which God has prepared for us through his Son. There we have something to learn. How can I approach my travel friend? How can I extend my hand and ask, "How are you?" Jesus begins, "Verily, verily, they could not avoid sorrow. Ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice." Here we can see that there are two kingdoms on this earth, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of this world. The children of God have sorrow, but the world rejoices. This world created by God, it does not mean this world created by God, but it means the enemy of the soul and the powers in this world that are against God. Where the enemy of the soul does powerful work, and the world is his accomplice. Sin is close to us. Sin separates man from God and from the kingdom of God. This does not mean that the children of God hate the people of this world, but they have a battle against evil spirits. And as it is written, how difficult the psalm writer has written, even though I travel from anguish to anguish, you give me strength to live. But in this text, the picture changes quickly when the reason for sorrow becomes a reason for joy. This example of the childbirth Jesus uses the sorrow that a woman has because her hour is come. He compares this to the sorrow of the children of God in the last times. It is also a picture used in the Old Testament. When this moment is depicted and the suffering that is to come and the time of anguish, we live in this world where life may at times feel heavy. The many prayers that we have heard, people have asked God for help. There are many disappointments in life. There are illnesses, and people struggle under these. They may have financial cares or unsureness or human relations difficulties or unfair treatment or violence, loneliness. Someone may feel that he does not have any meaning in life, or he is hopeless. We remember each other in prayer. Why in the life of a believer is there so much sorrow? But Peter, in his letter, brings up this joy that we have been able to have our sins forgiven and we have received hope. And he also speaks of those trials that we as believers encounter. They have some meaning. God loves us, people, even through these trials. And for this reason, you rejoice, even though for a time you need to suffer many kinds of trials. In these trials, our faith is tried to ensure that it is true faith and the glory is to God. And then when Jesus appears, that our faith will be according to the Bible. Correct living faith that carries us over the stream of death into heaven. The life of a believer is like this. And on the side, the world rejoices. In connection with the crucifixion, the world rejoiced. Because this man who they say was, who riled up the people, was nailed to the cross. There is a time for the world to rejoice, and the disciples and the believers are sorrowful. Dear children of God, it is comforting to remember that these times of sorrow will not last longer than God has intended. Sorrow will be changed into joy, and this anguish will be changed to joy, and this faith, this belief in resurrection, is the foundation of our hope. This new creation, which began from resurrection, forms a foundation for this Christian hope. This woman who is bearing a child, giving birth to a child, is able to withstand it because she knows that she is giving life to something which cannot yet be seen. In the same way, the believers, the children of God, can trust in this, that in that the suffering that they and sorrow that they experience in this world will change to joy in the resurrection. And we cannot yet see this, but when it does happen, it will bring an answer to all unanswered questions. In this time, it is important that we do not lose our trust in God, in His amazing and great promises, and in the goodness and grace on which our life is based and our endeavor. We have a hope which begins even when it seems that there is no hope, when we remember how the people of Israel left the bondage of Egypt and the Pharaoh's warriors were after them. The people stopped at the Red Sea. It was not possible to go forward. There was no way, no path. Hopelessness was real. But Moses comforted this hopeless people of Israel. Do not fear. Stand straight and look. God will fight on your behalf. For us also, dear children of God, do not fear. Stand straight. God will battle on our behalf. The central matter in this hope is this biblical faith, of which we have heard much in these at these services. It brings forth hope without fear and without unsureness. Even the hopeless one has the right to hear these words of hope. And if at these closing services there is still someone who feels that I am hopeless, there is no meaning to my life, we do not know much about the future. There is only little we know about what the future will bring, but that we do know, that one day this world will end and our time will come to leave this earth, to say farewell. And at that point, when we move from this time which lasts from birth to death, and a second time begins from death to resurrection, and a third time is eternity, which begins but will never end. It will never cease. So you, dear friend, created by God, valuable and important to God, God, in His great work, and through the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ, has opened a way to heaven for you. The gift of faith is offered to you here at these services, at these closing services. Believe your unbelief and all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and you can receive the Holy Spirit as your own home teacher and as your defender. The first defender was He who was crucified on the cross, but we have been sent this Spirit of Truth, this Comforter, which is in our midst, which has clarified and explained, revealed the Word of God and brought visions of hope, we can bring this message, this true message of hope, wherever we go. Dear travel friends, Paul has written, we are we are not without hope. We are not forsaken. We are downtrodden, but we are not destroyed. How comforting are these words. We have nothing to fear. God will battle on our behalf. The way to heaven has been opened for us. We can believe upon everything that is ready. It is good to put sin away. Do not put away your faith. Jesus went away, but came back. And the life of the child of God includes this joy of resurrection and the final, and waiting for the final fulfillment. This sorrow and anguish belongs to the life of a child of God, but Jesus has won the world through his death. He who arose from the dead returned to his disciples and returned to us, gave us the Holy Spirit, gave us this trust and this hope and this joy, which are based on the unchanging Word of God and upon the great, amazing love of God. God will always be that which he has always been. And he is that today also, and he will be so tomorrow. This love of the children of God is amazing power, amazing strength. It maintains this unity when the sins are forgiven. Love makes it possible for us to own this forgiveness throughout our lives. It is a it is a sign of the kingdom of God. Not that we are sinless. We are sinful people. We are redeemed sinners. And here at this service, at these services, many sins have been put away. God has heard. And when sins are forgiven here in the kingdom of God, they are forgiven in heaven. Even though we have two portions here as we travel, we know that the flesh is powerful. Many evil things arise from our own thoughts, but the spirit fights against the flesh. And God is more powerful than the enemy of the souls. This amazing treasure is in clay vessels so that we can see that this power is from God and not from ourselves. We have no merits. We have nothing on which we can base our faith. Everything is prepared for us. And with a childlike mind, with a humble mind, we can believe. God has given us reason, and there is much knowledge in our time. They are not against faith, but unbelief is the opposite of faith. But the gospel of forgiveness has been given into this kingdom to be power, to be strength, so that we can put away all that which slows down our endeavor and our journey here in time. That it is said here, the children of God. That no one shall take your joy away from you. The motto of these services has been mentioned many times here. It is good fitting for this time that even though we have many trials in our life, that then this joy, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. This message, these tidings have been proclaimed throughout the world here at this service site and on the radio and on the internet. And you, dear child of God, who have longed to be here in the midst of the people of God, you have been remembered. And this will remain as a matter of faith. Today, we need these mutual gatherings where we are remembered in a special way and we can experience with our own eyes and see that there are many of us, even though there are few in the world. There are many of us who live, have the same spirit of faith, and whose destination is in heaven. This faith is a great gift. The source of the joy of faith is forgiveness of sins and the power of God which comes through that. And we have been taught, I know on whom I believe. It brings comforting view of the power of God. It is not temporal knowledge or human knowledge. It is faith of the heart and trust. We can trust in God. And the matter of trusting in God means that we can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd here in the Kingdom of God. That we have in our hearts that faith. And that we want to follow the will of God, which He has revealed to us through His Word. Here, the Bible has been explained from morning till evening, and we rejoice for this. And on that day you shall not ask me anything. Many, many questions which have been left unanswered here in time. Someone may think that there is a certain list according to which the children of God live. We have needed to ask the mouth of God and the mutual vision of the children of God. The Holy Spirit in our midst never teaches wrongly. And we proud, selfish people are asked in this time, we are asked to have the humble mind of a child so that I would still want to hold on to this faith. Which means that we hold on to that which will bring us to heaven when we can have our sins forgiven. It gives wings to this new life, gives us a hope of heaven, which targets eternal life and which also brings life here on earth. God still keeps all this in existence, and He will one day end this earth. God creates. And especially you with growing families who have come to these services with your children. It is a joy that the children are here with you. Even though it causes trouble many times, we need one another. We need this mutual service situations. God increases his people from the inside, and as a power of life is the sermon of the kingdom of God. It creates new faith and new light, even in the midst of this time. Dear travel friends, you can be sure that with this faith you can reach heaven. It is worth believing. Withstand until the end. And one day will come that moment. When the Son of God, after a little while, will come a second time. Personally, it is a public event, a joyous event, this last coming, when you, dear child of God, will be called and carried to that morning of resurrection in this body of resurrection, in this resurrected body. All questions will be taken away on that day. You will no longer ask me anything. At these summer services, we have heard much praise, praising of God. We have cried unto God for help. We have talked about his great works. We have talked about the kingdom of God and its significance, the forgiveness of sins, about trials even, about the guidance of God, and about the security brought by faith and the hope and the eternal life in heaven. I will reveal to you a great joy. Even now, dear children of God, I bring you good greetings from the heart of the Heavenly Father. At the end of these services, you can remain believing all temptations and sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. You can trust in this power of God, which we have as a guide on this way, on this journey. Do not leave this faith. One day this joy will become pure, complete, and our hope will become reality. And as it is written in the book of Revelations, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Now we can remain believing with a comforted mind. In Jesus' name and blood, you can believe your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, believe your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, believe all your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, believe all your sins forgiven. We have a good God. We have a good kingdom, but one day we will be called, and then we can meet one another when all sorrow and trials are taken away. and we are traveling toward that day, and I myself, very timid and doubting, came before you. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? I wish to believe with the people of God. And finally, this God of hope, may this God of hope fill us with joy and peace in faith, so that we would have abundant hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.